You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
You know, determining these kinds of legal definitions, such as genocide and crimes against humanity, requires a very detailed, rigorous legal analysis. You know, he is a lawyer, and of course he's going to. That's going to weigh in on his.
Lawyers up on the hill.
I understand that as well.
So even if it gets me convicted, I'll be on my knees with my hands lifted, serving you the gift of love, man. Living out my faith in you with Ben. Then I stand right before the jury.
My only point is that he just wants to be able to make base his decision on the best evidence available, and he has requested additional evidence, information, in order to...
It just seems like there's a lot of evidence already out there. Anyway,
saying I believe without a lie, if I'm just cause I'm gonna give my life, show the world the love that fills me. Then I wanna be guilty by association, guilty of being a voice.
You know, it is amazing, America, that, you know, we talk seemingly so casually about genocide. You know, we see what's happening. We've had missionaries. We've had other experts who have been there at Ground Zero and have witnessed the genocide. And we, you know, continue to turn a blind eye. I mean, so much of what is happening today, not only in this country, but dare I say around the world, you know, we're just like we're turning up the music. We don't want to hear the screams, and we just don't want to, you know, see it for what it is. Guys, I tell you, yeah, this is it's shocking. It's deja vu all over again. I mean, this is what, you know, many people experienced in Europe. You know, as the caravans of you know, cattle cars were being you know, being transferred to concentration camps, and the screams of Jews, you know, were being ignored, and even churches, you know, the pastors of churches were telling their congregations, well, just sing louder, you know, and
right.
drown
right.
out, you know, the crying sounds of people in desperation. And here we are, you know, we want to have this, you know, continued conversation, and you know, either people are being murdered here or they're not, and the world is just, you know, standing by and allowing, you know, this genocide to take place. And I know that on an international level, when you say genocide, people, you know, it stops them for a moment because they don't want to be indicted. But I think that what's going to happen is history is going to look back and just say, you know, what is the difference between you and World War II Europe?
Yeah, it's something we can't, as a society, we can't turn our backs towards this sort of thing. And the quote from Secretary of State John Kerry from the press conference here I wanted to read is, quote, "My purpose here today is to assert, in my judgment, ISIS is responsible for genocide against groups in areas under its control, including Yazidis, Christians, and Shiite Muslims." That was during his news conference there. So he did actually come out, and this is according to CNN as of this morning. So yeah, I agree, Bill. It's something we can't just turn a blind eye to. It needs to be addressed.
And I think in that clip, you heard the reporter go, "Well, there's a lot of evidence out there. How much do you need?"
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we want to make sure we're dotting our I's and crossing our T's and that sort of thing.
Oh,
and
right.
then you got... Go ahead. Oh,
that's never been our policy in the past. It's mm-hmm. gotten us into trouble before because we didn't dot our I's and cross our T's. Mm-hmm. And on something like this, where there's much more conclusive evidence, this should be the time where we're jumping.
Well, it is amazing. I mean, is it any wonder? I mean, this is the... You know, this is the country that gave you Benghazi, that told everybody to stand down. And here we are, you know, we're standing down in the midst of people, you know, being extinguished like this. This is absolutely amazing. I think it should be a much shorter conversation.
Hello? I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing now. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us as we continue to come together to fight the good fight, to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us, to get this country back on track. As we insist, it's not going to be top down. Top down is what got us into this mess. It's got to be bottom up, the way our founding fathers, designed this. That it is a government of, for, and by we the people, not the elites. But, we the people have been asleep at the wheel, and the elites have been happy to take over. And I say, well, how do you like me now? And, this is all the culmination, the frustration that we see happening around the country today. It is a rather passionate 2016 campaign, probably the most important. It almost seems like every campaign, every 4 years or every other year is the most important and most significant. But with a justice on the Supreme Court lying in the balance here, not to mention that we could even have two more in the next 4 years that would have to be replaced. Wow, a lot could change about our country. And here we are on the brink. I mean, who would have thought ever that we would be considering a democratic socialist? It is all out in the wide open. And look at how many followers he has. And it just says how far, I think, is an indication of, how far our country has gone. Well, as I say, I'm glad you could join us right now. And especially for these next two segments, a good friend of mine, Bill Salas. Boy, I'll tell you, Bill, you and I have been together almost from day one. I think back when, God called me back in the radio, and we were just drawn together. Thank you very much, your daughter, Karen, who introduced us. And, prophecy has been one of those topics in my life that I've been very interested in. And, of course, that has been at the heart of your ministry and your updated book, your latest book, The Now Prophecies, Disaster in Iran, Destruction of Damascus, Decline of America, The Final Arab-Israeli War. Bill Salas on Bill Martinez Live. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's interesting you brought up our past. It's been such a blessing to watch you ascend back into the heights of the radio activity that you once did, back here in Los Angeles, now where you're at now. It's just been a real treat to be on your program and watch that growth come back to you, Bill.
Well, it's definitely been God's hand. There's no doubt about it. And I'm not hesitant to tell people, when I felt like God was calling. I mean, I've been away from the microphone for 30 years. And when this opportunity started to unveil itself, and a bit tragically, because a dear friend of ours was diagnosed with inoperable pancreatic cancer, and Rich Buehler in Los Angeles, and a dear friend, and I sat in, did his show for about 8 months, and during that process, it was transformational. It was a time when Rich was, going to his final reward, and God was saying, hey, look it, I need you to step up. Saying that to me, and I had my doubts. I mean, because this is huge. It's one thing to be a disc jockey; you can be a juvenile and fool around. But when you start dealing with the Word of God, and you believe things that that matter, that have eternal consequence, there is a stronger sense of responsibility that comes into play, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember in some of our earlier conversations, as you were seeing the turn of the country, the decline of America, which you just mentioned as I've got as one of my now prophecies that we need to be looking for now. I remember you were one of the first people to start saying this country desperately needs a Nineveh moment. You remember mm-hmm. Nineveh back at the time of Jonah when he went to the king of Nineveh, the Assyrian Empire, and said, you've got 40 days until the Lord's going to destroy you. Mm-hmm. And the king did a national proclamation, and he and the people decided to repent, and the Lord therefore relented from that judgment at that time. And so appropriately, you were saying we need that in this country, and how much more now, Bill, since we've had several interviews from that time, and look where you're at now as a nationally syndicated radio host, mm-hmm. how much more do we have to echo that concern and that sentiment about a Nineveh moment?
Well, that's our heart. I mean, God is always looking, you know, he doesn't want to destroy his people, and he's given us time and time again, and if you understand the story of Jonah, what was going on in Nineveh. I mean, Nineveh was about as debased as it could be. I mean, you could look to America today and say, we are so much like Nineveh at that time. I mean, to such a degree that the prophet said, God, I know you. I know your heart. You're going to want to save these knuckleheads. They don't deserve to be saved. And there's probably some people around that have that same Jonah heart towards America to say, you know, how dare we look to God to save us when we have purposely turned our back on the blessings of God, have ignored his word, and, you know, and we think with our own arrogance that we can take it from here. We don't need God. America doesn't need God. And the blessings of God are no longer part of the woof and warf of the heartbeat of this country. It's just so inconsequential and unnecessary. And Bill, that I know, you know, scares the holy what have you out of you as it does me and still many Christians. And I believe that's what is holding back the hand of judgment, dare I say, at this point in time. But as Charles Finney says, a revival happens when it's most needed. And I'm saying, okay, Lord, I don't know how much more we need a revival than we do right now. If there is that window, you know, for us to have that Nineveh moment and return to our roots and be a consequence, you know, once again. But look, God is sovereign, and we may still be a consequence, but maybe not at the grand level that we would think. You know, when you consider the history of this great country, how rich it is, how we've been blessed by God, and what a force that we have been, not only in this country, but around the world, Bill. I mean, you know, Dinesh D'Souza did that story, you know, what if America did not exist? I mean, you imagine what the world would look like, and we're getting a little bit of a glimpse of what the world looks like without America not existing because, because of the last 8 years, America probably on the world stage is the least consequential it has been in many decades.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And, you know, you and I know our great concerns are we've seen the decline of this country. You know, it's in Acts 17, verse 26, we're told that it's from one blood in every nation of men to dwell on the earth. The Lord has made and determined their preappointed times and boundaries of their dwellings. In other words, this is a key verse to let everyone know that it's the Lord who establishes the empires, the times of their rise and their fall. And America's now been going on, been birthed for about 239 years now. And some of us are very concerned with this, one of the latest Supreme Court decisions on June 26th of 2015 when they approved same-sex marriages, that was sort of the final, that was the death of the country. I know Dr. David Reagan, you've had him on your program before,
right,
actually quoted that was the day that America died. Mm. And as we look at this country right now, We've crossed every dangerous biblical boundary, going back from the time of John F. Kennedy in the 60s, on through Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush, Bill Clinton. Over that 50-year span, George W. Bush, we crossed a lot of dangerous biblical boundaries. But in the last term of Barack Obama, we crossed the two of the biggest ones. And it sounds like we're going to break, and I want to come back and just talk about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Because we have to ask ourselves, do we have the ability to have a Nineveh moment?
Exactly. Well, I guess that's the question, Bill, and that's one that I've asked, time and time again, is are we so far gone? And, like I tell people all the time, experience has taught me to become a but God Christian. People say, but God, and I say, well, because you always read in the Bible where it's always this, you know, impending disaster, and you think there's no hope, and then you hear that transitionary phrase, but God.
As Flint residents continue to face lead contamination in their drinking water, we are forced to think about what may be on our own. While it may appear clean, tap water could contain contaminants such as lead. The makers of Pure Water Filtration Systems have commissioned a study by Environmental Health and Engineering to explore the impact of our nation's aging infrastructure on drinking water. According to Dr. Ted Myatt, a microbiologist with EH&E,
it's important to think about the journey your water takes from source to glass. Once it leaves the water treatment facility, it may be recontaminated with elements like lead, mercury, or pesticides, which can't be seen or tasted. The best defense is to use a certified faucet mount water filter.
These systems are easy, affordable, and ensure your water is safe. Pure faucet water filters are NSF certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99.9% of lead at levels up to 150 parts per billion. Filters last up to 100 gallons of water and should be replaced when the filter light indicator flashes red. For more information, visit pure.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
MartinezLive.com.
However, you can't join us, whether it's online or over 270 markets across these United States, now on shortwave as well. We come to you Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 noon, 3 hours every day now, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, to continue to spread the good word, to give you the hope that you're all looking for and hope that is based on someone that we can really trust in, not a political figure, okay? Because our hope is only as good as that which we can anchor in, and you know my heart and you know my beliefs. Bill Salas, media personality, has appeared on major Christian TV networks like TBN, CBN, Daystar, many others. Additionally, he's a conference speaker and the best-selling author of Psalm 83, The Missing Prophecy Revealed, How Israel Becomes the Next Mideast Superpower. You can go to Bill's website at Prophecy Depot, like Home Depot, prophecydepot.com for more information. Bill, as you and I were discussing, there's just so much to discuss in your book, The Now Prophecies, from the disaster in Iran, destruction of Damascus, decline of America, the final Arab-Israeli war. We're going to need to have you come back, and we're going to dedicate a full hour on this. But let's hone in, you know, for about the next 7-8 minutes here on what we were talking about earlier in terms of where America finds itself right now.
Absolutely. And isn't that sort of the core, that's the heart of the matter for the country right now. And that's why there's so much emphasis in every mainstream media about the elections. I mean, 90% of the conversations on the news now is who's going to be the next president, who's going to be the superhero that turns things around for this country. And so, absolutely. And my concern is we want to let people look at not only the geopolitical perspectives they're hearing on the news, but they've got to step outside and listen. What is God's narrative on this thing?
Exactly.
This is not coming up. So we're going to give them the biblical perspective in that upcoming hour you're talking about. But meanwhile, picking up where we left off on the Nineveh moment concept, you know, this country is in need of reform and repentance and that sort of thing. You know, we've crossed every dangerous biblical boundary, and I was going through the list of back from the 60s of the presidents through Kennedy all the way up to Barack Obama now. You know, in the 50 years up until we got from Kennedy up to Barack Obama, we had, you know, in 62, we had taken prayer out of the schools. We were slowly kicking God out of the country over the last 50 years. We took out Bible reading in 63. We had the abortions legalized in 1973, and, you know, sodomy laws struck down in 2003 in Lawrence versus Texas. These are Supreme Court cases, right? Mm-hmm. But then in the last 2 years, two of the most dangerous biblical boundaries, where we really just sort of punched God in the stomach as a country, was when, and this is during one president's term, and this President Barack Obama, and that's when we had the United States versus Windsor, where we struck down the Defense of Marriage Act, which is one man should be married to one woman. This is the biblically endorsed view. God said that you should, man should leave his father and mother and cleave mm-hmm. together with a woman who should leave her father and mother, and the two should become one flesh, right? And they should then produce godly offspring. But when you strike that down, that biblical model that God knew was best, that paves the way for same-sex marriages. And, of course, that's what happened on June 26th of 2015, a very disturbing thing. So the situation now is, you know, for the last 20 to 30 years, many of the pulpits across America were quoting 2 Chronicles 7:14. Many of your listeners may be familiar with this. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will hear from heaven, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. That was the goal. In other words, that would be the kind of thing, if the people of God would repent, they would have that Nineveh moment we spoke about in the first section. And the question now then is can we still do that, or are we cross that point where we end up with a couple of different things to be concerned about historically, Bill, and that's like Jeremiah 7:16, and Hosea 4:6. And if I can go a little bit longer, Bill, I know we only got a few more minutes.
Go ahead. Yes, go.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you in a story, too. I like to take these things into a bit of a personal narrative. You know, Chuck Missler, you know him well. I think you had him on your show. You had us at a prophecy conference when you used to live out here in California. And Chuck and I were on the Jim Baker TV show last October of 2015. We were in the green room having dinner. And Chuck said, basically, I'm no longer quoting 2 Chronicles 7:14. I'm concerned that we may not be able to have that Nineveh moment anymore. The country would need to repent nationally to be able to accomplish that. And I said, well, Chuck, if that's true, then we need to prepare these Americans for Jeremiah 7:16. And here's what this says. Now, let me set the content here. Contextually, Jeremiah was talking to the southern kingdom of Judah, who was taken into captivity by the Babylonians in 586 B.C. There came a point in time before they went into captivity, where Jeremiah writes in Jeremiah 7:16, God tells them, therefore do not pray for this people, nor lift up nor lift up a cry or prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Do you not see what they are doing in the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem? In other words, don't even make intercession for the people of the southern kingdom of Judah, Jeremiah, because in God's foreknowledge, he knew they would not have an end of a moment. Mm-hmm. So therefore, Jeremiah immediately started telling them, you're going to need to get ready for what I would call his now prophecy, what was going to happen to them, a prophecy that they needed to know, and that was you're going to go into captivity for 70 years into Babylon, and indeed they did in 586 B.C. And Chuck's grabbing a napkin and he's starting to write down notes on the scripture, and I said, well, wait, if that's the case, we need to prepare Americans for a Hosea 4:6 moment. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, what's that? And I said, well, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you've rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. And what that means, Bill, and Hosea spoke to the northern kingdom about 100 years prior. They were destroyed by the Assyrians in 722 B.C., the northern kingdom of Israel. And Hosea, Isaiah, and Amos were the prophets to them, among others. And they were trying to warn, listen, you guys are idol-worshipping, you're sacrificing children, i.e. abortions, mm-hmm. if you will, but for idol worship. And he said, to all the inhabitants of the northern kingdom, Hosea is speaking to them, whether they had faith or not, whether they were people of God or not, he was speaking to them. And then he says in Hosea 4, a little bit later, he says, those who lack understanding will be trampled. So everyone who lacked understanding was going to be destroyed and trampled. And this is when he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So in other words, the people in America, like the people of the northern kingdom during Hosea's time and the people of Jeremiah's time, they need to understand the prophetic knowledge, the now prophecies, the events that could happen to them now that have no conditions, they're imminent events that could happen, and you read a few of them off in your show. They need to know what they are because they are about to happen. And the knowledge is available to them. It was written on the parchment centuries ago. It was not supposed to stay there indefinitely. It's going to roll off into the pavement. It's going to have a powerful global impact. And, Bill, this is what my book's about. This is why I want to have that hour with you. I want to let people know, look, Americans need to be concerned not only about what's going on in this country, and when we'll locate ourselves in the Bible in your next hour that we do this.
Yes.
But we're also going to talk about how the Middle East events that were prophesied centuries ago are going to happen and how they're going to affect us over here in this country.
Well, empirically, Bill, we have seen God true to his word. I mean, he says that, the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. And this is what concerns me, is that there's little fear of God.
Well, absolutely. And this is and where this is heading, and the ultimate thing is we're going to put man on where we're at on God's timeline right now for your listeners when we get into that next hour. Mm-hmm. There's an event coming in Ezekiel 38 where the Lord is going to silence his critics. He's going to end the disputes about the territory of Israel. It's not occupied. It's not disputed territory. And that's in this event called Ezekiel 38. And in that event, this major prophecy written by Ezekiel 2,600 years ago, this is the event the Lord's going to choose to let the world know he's the holy God, the holy one in Israel, the one true God of the Bible who keeps his covenants to Israel, and he keeps his promises to those who believe in him, in Jesus Christ. And this is the key thing that God is about to do. And so we're going to let people know how what's going to happen between now and then, because that event is forthcoming soon.
Yeah, we'll get together and we'll let you know in advance, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be one day next week, you know, for certain, and we'll break this down further. You're going to want to be here with us on Bill Martinez Live when we bring Bill Salas back to really get in deeper with his book, The Now Prophecies. You can go to his website, prophecydepot.com, depot like Home Depot, as he would say. prophecydepot.com. Bill, thank you so much for the book. Thank you for your faithfulness in pursuing God's purpose for your life and keeping us informed as to what's going on, especially with these now prophecies, because they're there and it's up to us to decide what we want to do with it.
Absolutely, Bill. Great to be here. I'm looking.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen.
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. Hey, we're going to be opening up the phone lines in the third hour coming up. Feel free. We want you to get involved in the conversation. Your opinion counts here. You know, this has been the problem that we've had over the decades here is that, your opinion can be voiced as long as it goes along, with this progressive mindset that has overtaken our country. But, this is the beauty right now. Well, we can take advantage of it. Of conservative talk radio is that it gives you a forum in which to express your viewpoints. You need to get involved in the conversation. As the Gallup poll had reported here about, 6-8 months ago, is that people are concerned saying, wait a minute, where's the moral compass of this country? Well, the moral compass has been shut down and, they're saying, hey, we don't want you to talk. Now all of a sudden they're realizing that they're lost along the way and going, hey, talk to us. Let us know what's going on. So the phone lines will be opening up in the third hour, 877-317-6432. Call in, let us know your thoughts on whatever we talked about today. Definitely open for your opinion and insight, 877-317-6432. It is time right now for Van Hipp to join us. Van is the former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Army, the former Principal Deputy General Counsel of the U.S. Navy, author of the book, The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. The book was forwarded by Newt Gingrich. Van Hipp, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, doing great. Good to be with you.
Hey, great to have you with us at CPAC here recently. You held, a roundtable and presented to the people there at CPAC, about fighting terrorism. I mean, we're still not, putting this in proper perspective, are we?
No, we're not. We had a great panel. We had Jim Hansen from the Center for Security Policy, Congressman Steve King from Iowa, and Ayan Hirsi Ali, who fled radical Islam from Somalia. Great panel. And point blank said that, electing a commander-in-chief to keep this country safe is what it's all about this year. Everything else is secondary. It's why we have a country. And I think the crowd agreed with it.
And the crowd also agreed when we said that both Republicans and Democrats alike have failed America on securing the borders of this country.
Mm-hmm. Ben, we're getting a little interruption with our connection. I don't know if it's a handset issue that we're dealing with, because I want people to really understand and hear what you're saying. I don't want them to be distracted by the compromised connection here. Is there something we can do on your end real quick, or do we need to reconnect with you?
I'm on a good landline right here.
Okay, well, let's break it. Why don't we do this? Let's call you back, because I don't we're going to reconnect. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I know this happens. You know, this is live radio. This is what happens, you know, and sometimes the connections, you know, come in a little compromised. And but we want to make sure you're hearing what Van has to say and it doesn't drive you nuts in the process here in terms of things being interrupted with the signal. And, you know, what Van has to share with us, his insight, is so critical. Okay, Van, we got you back. Sounds like a better connection here. Okay, great.
Good.
All right. So, yes, you know, I would agree. I think most people would agree, Van, is that, you know, we have been rather, we've no doubt we've been the effect of this administration. And we should not have been surprised. I mean, we elected a community organizer who did not have experience on national level. He brought a lot of ideas and theory to the job, but that's the problem. You know, when you have important things like national security and the influence of America on the world stage, and you know, we basically turned the position into an OJT on the job training position, and it has not fared well for us or our allies, and even for our enemies, for that matter.
You're right, and the Oval Office is not the place for on-the-job training. You need someone who's prepared and ready on day one to lead this country. And not only that, with no experience in foreign policy or national security, but an unwillingness to listen to his ground commanders and listen to the people who wear the uniform. And I go back to General Lloyd Austin, someone I have a lot of respect for, our current CENTCOM commander. He was at the time the head of our operation in Iraq, and we had 95% of ISIS's predecessor organization, 95% of their capability completely wiped out, came up with a few recommendations to make sure that they stayed wiped out and would not reconstitute themselves. And the president basically just thumbed his nose and refused to listen to General Austin. And now, of course, we've got a much bigger problem on our hands.
Exactly. Well, you know, it has seemed that you know, again, I look to Benghazi, and Benghazi is kind of like one of those microcosm kind of perspectives on our national security and our perspective. To lose four people, even though the Secretary of State somehow forgot that we lost anybody on 9/11/2012, I'm not sure if it's just, you know, the fog of a campaign or what, but for her to so, you know, clearly state that we didn't lose anybody, I go, wow, what parallel universe are you in? But, you know, the point is that, you know, you look at Benghazi, and that gives you kind of a microcosm of our approach to national security.
Well, it really does. And then look at the reaction of the mainstream media, the so-called mainstream media, to this and other things that she does. They just brush it right under the rug. You've got the riots in Chicago. They blame Donald Trump. They don't say anything about the things that President Obama has done to create this situation that has led to the to that. Look at those protesters, the thugs there in Chicago. That's what happens when you have an education system today that that instead of teaching math and English and science and American history, they teach political correctness. And the political correctness they're teaching is that the Constitution only applies to you and not your fellow citizens.
Exactly. Well, Van, you know, what I'm concerned about is that the country is here where we are now. There's a lot of passion going on, but it demands leadership that can take us through that. We need to get through this passion, and we need to put it in perspective and get beyond just flailing in the dark and exercising a lot of resources and wasting a lot of resources. And to where we take our eye off the ball. Right now we're too introspective, and it really demands leadership that can take us through that to where we can focus on you know, on the primaries, wouldn't you say? And I'm not talking primary elections. I'm talking about the primary issues that are at hand that we need to deal with.
That's right. And you know, I think too, I think that's also reasonable. I think people are waking up. I think that's why you're seeing so many people come out and vote in record numbers The Democrat voting participation is down between 25-30% in the Democrat primaries. It's way up in the Republicans. And I think what it is this. Before he called them the silent majority, Richard Nixon called them the forgotten Americans. And these are the people who pay their taxes. They love their family. They go to church. But they believe their government has let them down. And they get it. And they understand that we want to fight against radical Islam. But they don't understand it when you have a commander-in-chief who won't even utter the phrase radical Islamic terrorism. And they see their country slipping away. They're coming home. And the Republican Party must not fail them again.
Right. Ben, you just touched on something that I'll tell you is at the heart of the expression of many Americans today. And that is that they see their country slipping away. That's really scary.
Well, it is. And, you know, the elites and all, they don't understand it. Who are these people? These are the people who are our most loyal and patriotic citizens. They are always there when this country needs them, be it Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy, or fighting radical Islamic terrorism. And I believe in the end, they will probably be, once again, the people who saved this country.
What is the biggest mistake that we're making right now in not fighting terrorism? Let's put it that way, because we're not.
It's a combination of things, but I think securing the border's got to be at the top of the list. I mean, they know how to get here. But it's a joke. I mean, and in my book, we detail how, you know, one radical imam who really started this whole thing with calling for the execution of an assassination of artist and cartoonist in Europe,
in Paris,
with
yeah,
pictures
right.
of Muhammad, called in the back of a BMW, come across our Mexican border. They know how to get here.
Exactly. Well, we might as well, you know, it's like we've put the welcome rug out for them, haven't
yes.
we?
Yes, we
you
have,
know, so to speak.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Van Hipp, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Army, former Principal Deputy General Counsel of the U.S. Navy. His book, The New Terrorism, available at all the usual places. How to Fight It and Defeat It. A book was forwarded by Newt Gingrich. Van, as always, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Mommy! I'm coming!
Unfortunately, the test confirmed that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
We'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
This Easter.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit on the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here with you. It's always great to have you along with us, and we've got a special guest with you. Emilio Iadais is with us. He is an international professor, and he has been vetting our next president with a special checklist that you need to take note of, because you've heard this said many times, and it seems like almost every election cycle is the most significant, but I've got to agree with Emilio and his perspective on this one, and that is the 2016 selecting the president will be the most important decision you will ever make. Emilio, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, I'm great. Thank you. And my best wishes to you and all of your listeners.
Well, Professor Emilio Iadais has spent more than three decades as a senior executive in the public and private sectors. He was a key official in Washington, worked for several administrations. He remains among the most decorated foreign service officers in American history, with a gold medal for heroism, a gold medal and silver medal for exemplary service, nominations for the bronze medal, and numerous commendations and citations. So his perspective comes from a solid background that I know that we're going to draw from that rich history, Emilio. And this is why we're so grateful to have you on the show, to help us understand why selecting the next president is going to be so critical to America's future.
Well, Bill, recently I just launched my new book. It's called 2016, Selecting the President. And I felt it was necessary to write what are those leadership qualities that we need now in 2016 to make an intelligent and rational decision about who our next commander-in-chief will be, because the President of the United States is the only planetary leader, Bill. And that's why this is so, so vital that we Americans make the proper choice. That the fate of humanity really rests in the hands of the President of the United States. And I've outlined in the book 15 qualities that our presidents have had in the course of history. None of them have had all of them, even our greatest presidents, but our most important and most effective presidents have had at least five or six, and I've outlined especially those that I think we need now.
Well, I appreciate your perspective on this. We've been saying on this show, Emilio, that really we need to approach this, and we understand most people do not have an opportunity to really look at somebody's resume and to interview them for a job application. Usually you're on the other side of the desk, but this time, because the power that the Founding Fathers gave us, we the people, we're the ones behind the desk. We're the ones that need to do the due diligence, look at the resume, look at these qualities to make sure we're making the right choice for the future of our country, right?
Absolutely. It really is supposed to begin in the primaries, mm-hmm. and then finally in the general election, because this particular person really has enormous power. The President of the United States is not just the president of any one particular country. He's the president, or she, the president of the most powerful country in the world, plus someone who can affect the economic and social future of the world.
Exactly.
And that's why it's so important for us to think through carefully and clearly what those qualities are. In 2016, for instance, we need a reformer, somebody who's going to reform the system. This is what we've been talking about for so long now. Who is going to be best able to really reform all the things that we've been complaining and gotten angry about, especially during this election?
And relevant to reforming, which is what you cite in your book, 2016, Selecting the President, the Most Important Decision You Will Ever Make, there is some low-lying fruit. There are things that he needs, or he or she needs to attack that can make a key difference, because it's easy to get lost in the weeds. I mean, there's lots of things to look at, whether it's immigration, tax reform, our medical situation with Obamacare. I mean, already it's being reported half of the co-ops, for example, are going out of business, and it doesn't fare well, doesn't look well for the remaining 50% either. So there's lots of things to look at. So, Emilio, what do you recommend in terms of priority when it comes to reforming?
Well, when we talk about reform, first and foremost, it's the way we elect our leaders, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about this for over 100 years. Teddy Roosevelt, as I cite in the book, already started campaign reform. We've made a lot of progress, but not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we really need to look very carefully at the way we elect a president and our other officials, and the way they raise money and who they get the money from, because ultimately that affects us.
Right.
Sure, it may be transparent. Sure, we know who the PACs are that are giving this money, but ultimately they don't give money for free. That kind of influence really is at the heart of the question here, and it's been brought up again and again. So we have to have somebody in the White House who really is willing and able to work with the Congress to change the system and to change it permanently for the benefit of the nation. So the campaign reform is absolutely necessary. And we know what has to be done on immigration reform. We know what needs to be done. But here we need courage, character, leadership. And one of the qualities that I bring out in the book is emotional intelligence.
Mm.
You know, we need to have a president in the White House and the team that they bring in, people that have emotional intelligence. By that, we're talking about you can't have somebody in the White House who is impulsive.
Mm.
Someone has to be mentally balanced, sane. So these kinds of qualities we take for granted sometimes, in addition to relevant experience. But emotional intelligence is going to be very, very important, as well as the ability to work with the Congress. Now, we might like an outsider, but really, ultimately, the only way you get things done is with the Congress and understanding the system of checks and balances, the way Washington is and the way our democracy is. This is all about freedom. It's all about democracy, Bill.
Can we transcend the party divide?
I believe we can. We've had presidents who have actually worked in a spirit of bipartisanship. When was the last time you and I heard the word bipartisanship? This used to be a priority in Washington.
Right.
It used to be a priority across the board in our political spectrum. Bipartisanship, where the two parties ultimately got together and figured out what is the public interest here, what's good for the country, and let's make a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where is that today? And I feel that it's about leadership. Leadership on both sides that's failed us. And that's why we're in the situation that we're in today.
Exactly. No, I agree. I agree with your assessment exactly, Emilio. And, you know, what about those three most powerful words in the Constitution, we the people? Do we get back to that? Because we're so far away from that premise of we the people. It's been about more of we the elites. And is it possible to turn the ship aright to where, you know, we get focused on the principal issues and the principal objective?
We can. And we have new tools that none of our forefathers had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We have social media, and I believe that today it should be from the bottom up and not the top down.
Exactly.
Where we tell the people at the top, look, these are the qualities that we want in a leader. Don't give us somebody who you think should be the next president of the United States. No, it has to come from us, from the bottom up. and not the top down. And we can do this today. We can do it just by these talk shows. Mm. You're making the contribution right now when we're getting out the message. We're discussing this. We have to discuss this across America from the bottom up and let them know what we, the people, want.
Well, Emilio, right now, the sentiment of we, the people, is very heartfelt, extremely passionate, I mean, to the point that anybody that has anything to do inside the Beltway is almost being ignored. It is the election of the outsider. Outsiders are making a lot of traction, are getting a lot of traction, because we, the people, just don't trust the insiders anymore. I mean, we've given them opportunity time and time again, and what they have given us is $19 trillion in debt, a healthcare system that is imploding on itself, our national security at risk, our borders are wide open, and we've got China running amok, ISIS running amok. It is a very scary time, and one of the things that seems to come out over and over again, Emilio, is that people, for the first time in their lives, are afraid we're losing grip of this great American experiment.
And Bill, we really are. We're what I say in the book is that we risk losing the future, mm-hmm. losing control of the future. Up to now, most Americans have said, well, I can pretty well plot my future in mm-hmm. one form or another. People don't talk about that anymore. So you're absolutely right. And the trust factor is key here. And trust has to be earned, and it has to be earned by good example and by principles and by honesty. I just want to tell one quick story about this particular issue. In 1945, a reporter went up to the White House gates, and he saw a young man there, a sailor, who was crying profusely because the coffin of Franklin Roosevelt was passing by. Roosevelt had just died. The reporter asked this young man, he said, "Son, did you know the president?" And this boy, who had just come from the Pacific Theater, said to him, "Sir, I didn't know Roosevelt, but Roosevelt knew me."
Exactly. That's a great story. Yeah.
When was the last time we had that feeling?
Yes, exactly. Now, Emilio, thank you so much for chiming in. There are some key elements here, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to pick up from his book, 2016, Selecting the President, the most important decision you will ever make, and he was able to touch on a few of these. Emilio Iodice has been with us, international professor who is vetting our next president, but we the people, it's our vote. He counts one vote, we count one vote, and it is absolutely critical that we do our due diligence in order to make a difference in this 2016 election. Emilio Iodice, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.